So we should do a song.
Toot a little toot for me.
And now I'm... You know how I am about pop quizzes. That's a bugle song.
Thanks reveille.
For taking a break with Jean and Mary. Join us every weekday at noon Eastern time while we talk about what's on our minds.
Or not.
We have kind of a special show today, don't we, Mary? We're going to do... I hear an alarm.
Warning, this show may increase your jocularity, improve your... Whatever the word is.
Knowledge.
Increase your knowledge. Whatever. You're going to have a good time. Yeah. Enjoy spending 15 minutes with us.
Please.
You have been warned. You've been warned. I have a word of the day for you, though, Gene.
Well, that's pretty good. That kind of, a lot of times will help get
Sets
me kind of centered. Yeah.
In the mood. In the mood. You played that one time last week, I think, for us, didn't you? Glenn Miller, In the Mood.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that.
Do it again. That's a cool
song. I'll use that for an opening later in
the
week.
Yeah. Anyway, my word for the day is paradigm.
Paradigm. Okay.
It's a typical example or pattern of something, a model. It's an example or standard prototype, archetype. It's kind of an ideal. We talk about paradigm shift a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And in science and philosophy, it's a distinct set of concepts or thought patterns, including theories, research models, postulates. That's another great word. Ooh, I like postulate. And when we have a paradigm shift, that means we're changing the way we think about things. And so today, we're kind of changing up a little bit how we do our Jean and Mary show, because normally Jean and I have a planning session. We talk about what shows we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got Barb, who has been a gracious sponsor.
She's a research department.
She is our entire research department. And she's just a delightful human being. She really and truly is. She has done some amazing research and given us some in-depth information into some of the topics that cross our mind. Jean and I, both being Aquarius, tend to live up in the air many times. So Barb brings us back down to earth a little bit with her research. And instead of just talking about things, she actually gives us something to talk about.
Yeah. She sees stuff that we never thought of to ask her to look for.
Yes. And today what we're thinking about doing is thinking with you and talking about some of the things that are on our mind prior to asking Barb to do the research.
Yeah.
And I know that Jean and I had started before the show. And I said, you know, this would make a great topic for a show. So we are doing it.
Well, you know, we do that like all the time. We get
set
up and
get
ready to
record.
And then we get talking about something and then... 30 minutes later, it's like, well, we should have recorded that because we talked about what we're going to do a show about. So.
And it started with a conversation about frequencies and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of came about because I had remembered that Elisa and I had had a conversation through text last night about frequencies being high and low and what that means. And Elisa constantly tells Be Unique readers and her clients and anybody she knows, get outside, get away from thinking about COVID, stop thinking about it, stop watching the news, go outside, get in the nature. And it dawned on me while we were chatting that the reason for that is because that's where God is. Mother Nature, Father Earth, it's kind of all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And what is God except frequency?
Mm-hmm.
Can you reach out and touch God, Gene?
No, you really can't, because the stuff you reach out and touch is basically created and it's full of God. So it's like you can kind of touch what God looks like if it's like that thing you're touching.
Like a dog. It
feels like a dog, yeah.
Or a friend.
Yeah.
Or a piece of chocolate cake.
Yeah. Because it's all the
vibrations.
Vibrations, the frequency, the light frequency vibrations that everything is made of.
Yeah. So that kind of got Jean and me thinking about where is God. And a lot of people think that God lives inside a church or a temple or a synagogue or a mosque. But I don't think that's where God is. Anybody who comes to my house will see symbols of Christianity. They'll also see symbols of Buddhism because I kind of lean between both of them. I definitely have was raised as a Christian, and I feel more in touch with the Buddhist philosophy of life. But they're both similar. And you'll find, I find, that as a student of nature, and I've never studied theology as a, you know, for a course or anything other than just a passing curiosity. But anybody who's studied theology will tell you that there is a strong commonality between all religions, which goes back to what we knew as children as the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
That's right. And all that means is if you want somebody to be mean and nasty, then go ahead, be mean and nasty, because they're going to be right back at you. But if you want someone to be kind and considerate, all you have to do is be kind and considerate. And I can give you an example of this. I was driving down US 1 to Green Gables on Saturday, and as I passed a business, it was a boating business, right next to Rockledge Gardens, there were, on both lanes of the highway, were flashing lights, and there were sheriff's cars. Well, these were off-duty deputies who were earning a little money on the weekend by doing traffic control. And the reason for that was that the boating place was having a special show, and they were trying to manage getting their customers in and out efficiently, I suppose. So as I passed the deputy that was on my lane, she was standing right there next to the center line, and I noticed that she had a little table, like a little tiny tea tray, a coffee, what do you call them, a TV tray.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You like know, a fold-out table that a lot of people eat on, yeah, or they keep next to their television or whatever. But she had that next to her, in front of her car, with a bottle of water on it, and there may have been another item. And I glanced over to the other officer and the other oncoming traffic. She had the same thing, a little table with a bottle of water and a couple of other items. I couldn't identify them.
Hmm.
Wasn't going fast, but it made me feel good to see that, that these deputies were out in the hot sun and they were being cared for. They had someone who made sure they had water there. I don't know if it was the boating people, if it was the sheriff's department, or if these two women got together and said, let's bring our TV trays and put a bottle of water on it. But it made me smile. It made it, for whatever reason, that for that that little sight that I saw gave me joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I smiled. And I smiled just at the moment that I was passing this deputy. And she smiled back.
Awesome.
Up until then, she had a, you know, very stern police officer face.
Yeah.
And I thought, how simple is it to brighten someone's day with a smile? She didn't know what I was smiling at. I could have been listening to Take a Break with Gene and Mary on Spotify in my car, or on Blog Talk Radio, which is where we do the show,
mm-hmm,
or any number of places. And I could have easily been laughing at one of our jokes. Ha, 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 ha.
At least one of them. Well, yeah, you're right. And it's a quick flash of a smile. It's just amazing how many people that see it really appreciate it. Just people need it. It's kind of what we were talking about earlier about the vibration. If you vibrate at the frequency of somebody smiling, people that want to smile or smiling too are going to notice you. You're going to kind,
yes,
of notice each other. And it just happens. If you ever walked in a room and have everybody notice you, well, chances are you all have the same thing on your mind, and you walked in with a big dose of it.
Yes,
you
yes.
Know, like really thinking about it.
And that's why people who go to bars tend to always be drinking.
Mm-hmm.
People who go to dance clubs are going to be dancing. People who go to a bridge club are going to be playing cards. You go to a bingo hall, you're going to be playing bingo, because you go to the places that attract you.
Mm-hmm.
Same, you know, birds of a feather. That's why, from time to time, we have a creative circle at the Be Unique headquarters in Merritt Island and get together with other creative people, and we make things.
Yeah, brainstorm, get all the different energies bouncing off each other and aligning and bouncing away and just all kind of fun stuff going on.
But when we were talking prior to the show, Gene was bringing up some ideas about different, the paradigm of humanity,
mm-hmm,
and how we've changed from being a nature worshiping culture to a,
oh yeah,
inside,
yeah,
now, inside
now,
the
I,
building.
Now I remember. Yeah, it was from what we were talking about earlier, as far as the advice of going out into nature if you're having difficulty and you want to connect with the divine or with God. And while God is everywhere, that's what we were getting at, is the energy, the vibration energy.
He's like Santa Claus. Gus. He's everywhere.
It's Gus.
Gus. God, universe, spirit, or source.
There you go. And it really is. That's why we were talking earlier that it's the same thing, but it's interpreted and presented differently in all the different ways that we humans have done over time, but it's still the same. Well, now, even though you're sitting inside your house, you're still having the same divine energy, but you go out in nature, it's like getting a huge mega dose. It's like if you're at work and you're just starving and you aren't really allowed to have a lot of food at your desk, but you're allowed to have a snack, so you have two peanuts at a time and you're starving, and then all of a sudden you have a chance to get up and go outside and grab a sandwich and you get a huge pile of food in your belly. But it's the same way with going out in nature. When you need that strong, positive energy and vibration.
I like what you said earlier about the water.
Yeah, with water, same thing. If you're trying to get a little bit of water and you're sitting in your house with a little squirt of water coming out and hitting on you and you really want to cool off, but it's just not quite it, so you get up and go outside and jump in the lake and you get immersed in it. It's that way with nature, essentially, with dry energy.
Well, you know, also talking about water and drip of water or whatnot, I have found that if I want to spur my creativity, take a shower. If I can't go to the ocean, now sometimes I love to just go stand by the ocean and let the negative ions come. But if you've ever been in a rainstorm, physically inside a rainstorm, oh my gosh, it's so amazing.
Yes.
But the next best thing for humanity in the first world, at least, is to take a shower if you want to wake up your brain and or if you're feeling down. And I've seen some mental health memes or whatever, and they 5 ways to get out of being depressed, and one of the ways is to take a shower. Mm-hmm. And not a bath. There's something about a bath that's therapeutic.
It's
too
different,
but that water coming down on your head. And one of the things that I had seen was, even if you can't stand up, sit down in the shower and let that water fall on you, because it does create negative ions, which is that feeling that we get right after a rainstorm. Just a feeling of cleansing and purity. And that helps us with our creativity and it helps us with our mental health.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, because this vibration, this energy has to move through us, and our bodies are designed for this energy to move through us freely, and our body to react with it the way it's supposed to, and everything works fine. Something goes wrong, it fixes it, all this stuff. But we do things like bad karma things, just kind of lowering vibration, things that we do, behaviors, and it slows that flow down through us. And so if it gets clogged, it can't flow, then we get sick.
Yes, exactly.
So that's why you got to keep get that flow going through you and keep it going. You know, get outside and you know, for me, if I start having a little trouble with my flow, I kind of get up and I'll go outside, but I'll start dancing and singing a little bit, and I play my recorder.
And now's a good time to play your recorder too, because we're out of time.
All right. Yeah, you're right. All right. So I want to tell everybody, thank you so much for listening to us today. We really appreciate it. Check us out on Be Unique Radio at BeUnique.org. We have lots of excellent shows. That's BeUnique.org.
BeUnique.org. Bye, everybody.
Bye.